from the top of Morning Thang Mountain. Transmitting across Virginia and around the world. The K92 Morning Thang.
Good morning, K92 Morning Thang. Monica, Zach, Antoine, and we need to be on alert today, Antoine, because I believe, finally, after all these years,
okay,
Monica's family might be fighting back against her. The resistance may finally, they've been building this wall for a long time.
Okay.
They have banded together to you, and they have said, no more. We are sick and tired of your fancy lunches. You and your fanciness. Are they fighting back against you?
Yes, they're upset by it.
Okay, so let me see if I understand, because all I was told is my family is upset with my fancy lunches.
Yeah, yes. I just say your fancy lunch.
So my guess is Monica is preparing herself a wonderful fancy meal, like something that you would probably consider a Friday night dinner out, you know, like a filet mignon, and then they're mad because they're not getting any of that. Am I anywhere in the neighborhood?
Yeah, because when they come home from school or work, they smell that the smell is still in the house sometimes. And they're like, what did you cook for lunch? What did you make? I'm like, well, I had a salad, but I had a, you know, ribeye and.
Okay, because salad, I'm going to tell you right now, never in my life have I come home to a house to the smell of food and gone, boy, it smells like salad in here.
Yeah, like grill some chicken or something. Like, no, I just decided to have a steak salad. So I had a steak with a side of salad. But then, you know. When you blend it together, it becomes a salad, right?
And then when the kids ask what they get to eat, you make them a grilled cheese or give them some almonds.
Well.
But you just had a ribeye.
I believe Monica's declaration yesterday was, you can figure out your own food because you have enough fat to survive if you don't eat for a few days.
So I think that
was their meal was, well, what do I have? Nothing.
Yeah. And Jared, he gets really upset. If it's a steak that I had for lunch, he's like, I know you didn't just, you know, make yourself a steak and didn't, you know, have a backup steak or some kind of
extra steak,
but an extra steak for me.
You should start calling him that when he cut. That's his new nickname. Hey, backup steak. How you doing?
Yeah.
Now, you know what? I will have your back on this to some degree, because I have been given caca in the past before too.
Yeah.
So for example, my wife will, she may go out of town. So she'll be gone and there'll be times like she'll take the kids with her too. So I'm home by myself. It's a Friday night. I will make myself a steak.
Yeah.
Or as you would say, a steak salad. It's a steak with a salad near it somewhere. And by near it, I mean Sunday later. But yeah, I'll make like a really nice steak and some mushrooms and I'll sit there and she goes, well, you're eating a fancy meal when I'm not there. I'm like, am I just supposed to eat Slim Jims? Like, is this a hot dog in the sink is all I'm allowed? You've left me alone as
it is. You want to treat yourself.
Like, why can't we treat ourselves, Monica? Why?
Yeah, but that's a little different, Zach.
Why?
Because your people were gone, like, for days at a time. Like, at some point, you have to spoil yourself. They were gone for like three hours at a time. Like 3 hours.
They were at work in school.
You were at work. They were at work in school. By the time you got home and made this meal, they were home an hour and a half after that.
But I would ask, so what is she supposed to wait for them?
She's supposed to eat something light and then do the special meal with the family with the special dinner time and special moments and special conversations.
You get all those special moments and stuff, I feel like, all the time.
With eggs?
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta
scrambled eggs.
Yes, you can have a very special moment around pancakes. I don't understand.
Tonight, I promised Brenner. So it's breakfast for dinner.
Because you felt guilty for what you did yesterday. Because
I had bacon. And some scrambled eggs with cheese. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, so you,
lunch.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're getting bread.
So they came home and the whole house smelled of bacon.
And Jared was like, bacon? I'm like, oh, yes. It was really good, too.
I'm still on your side, because the other thing is I have your back as provider of food in the house. Mm-hmm. Like, you're the person who, I mean, it must be nice being these other people.
They just wait to be served.
They're just fed by the world.
Mm-hmm.
Your husband, he married a soup kitchen is what he did, okay?
I mean, I'm at the grocery store, then I come home and I'm cooking up the meals and stuff like that.
Right.
So.
And they're always like, what are we having for dinner? They expect variety. They expect differences. Uh-huh. They put in special requests.
Yep.
I mean, all sorts of stuff. And then apparently,
yes,
when our customers aren't around, the help is only allowed to eat chips and nothing else. We are to
sit
and die We are only to have the scraps. I mean, in this case, Antoine, maybe we should just stand in the kitchen and eat like the maid, all right?
Uh-huh. On the flip side of that, yesterday, or there one day this week, whenever it was, Monica was complaining about, you know, Jared and the kids, like she always had to figure out what to feed them, et cetera, et cetera. Well, maybe you should stop wasting these great meals on yourself and lunch and wait until the family's involved, and then you won't run out of ideas.
I would argue.
They don't deserve a good steak.
Right.
The kids, oh. Mm-hmm.
Jared does. Mm-hmm. I've met you. Jared does.
Well, right, okay, that's only one point.
Okay, fine. Right, Monica's still winning like 3-1. Okay, but you at least you're in the neighborhood.
And it was
one
ding, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You get a little bit right there.
Yeah.
Until they want to bring some better ideas and food to the table, too flipping bad. That's what I say.
Ava's going grocery shopping next. I'm just going to send her into the store with her own money. I said, you go shopping.
I'm going to give her some money so she can buy some
nice
stuff.
Let me extend this, too, just bring it into the office. I don't appreciate judgment when I am eating good things because I like to eat good things.
Yes.
I may prepare myself, have some nice leftovers or something for a lunch, or I might make a salad or whatever. And everybody else around here is like, oh, look at you with your big fancy salads. Like, oh, I'm sorry I didn't eat a lean cuisine like the rest of you. My bad.
The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla.
Look out, universe. Humans are officially horny.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, we are sending our unsolicited nudes to aliens now. This is what we're doing.
Hey, here we are.
To aliens.
Yeah, it's worked so well here on Earth. When you send unsolicited pictures, I see it with my female friends all the time. Guys, when you send them unsolicited pictures, boy, they love it. They just do. I mean, you crave it.
Merry Christmas.
You're like, yes, that's exactly what I needed to really seal the deal, to know that this is a guy I want to be friends with.
Yeah. So do aliens have like an email address, or is it through WhatsApp? Like, how are we getting these nudes to them?
You know,
are we just throwing it up in the sky?
Like a silhouette, just
yeah. Right now, we're throwing it up in the sky. Now,
okay.
Antoine, I would not rule out channeling all of this eventually through one of the alien leaders that is amongst us, Elon Musk, and maybe using Twitter to contact the aliens, because I do believe he is in fact an alien.
Yeah.
But in this one, NASA, we're just sending nudes on space like satellites that we're sending out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the aliens can see what we look like.
Uh huh.
Oh. All right.
Is it hot or not? That's what they're playing.
I know. How hot is this planet?
Yeah. Could you just rate us, like send it back? Mm-hmm. You know, just let us know what's going on.
Yeah, you'd be curious, wouldn't you?
Well,
want to know?
Curious of what
the aliens think?
Nah.
You don't want to know?
Nah, not until I see what they look like. I don't care how they rate me if I can't rate them back.
Mm-hmm.
Show me all your phalanges and triple eyes and stuff.
Yeah, how dare you be lurking?
Exactly.
What's wrong with you?
Stalker.
Right. We're not looking for subscriptions to our OnlyFans. Like, we want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
We're trying to find meaningful relationships here. Yeah. I don't want to find them. I can tell
you. You don't want to find them?
No.
No.
No, I'm good. I really don't want
to. Yeah.
My grandmother would say, sometimes you have to leave well enough alone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've been, you know, apart for the most part. Outside of
been
people.
Good.
Yeah, so let's just leave it that way. Why
are we honest? We have too many people trying to find them and too many people with money that are trying to find them, so we're screwed.
Yeah, no. We are. Like, I really have no interest in meeting anyone from Nebraska, so why do I really care about some other planet or universe or whatever? Because you don't know.
No.
And I think there's a fair chance. Look, we barely like ourselves as humans, so I really don't think any aliens are going to like us either. Mm-hmm. They're going to be really annoyed by us.
Yeah, it'd be a takeover.
Yeah, because what's the end result? Because to me, you're going to either find, like in the movies, where you find some sort of mean alien race that's here to wipe us out, Independence Day. Or I guess your flip side argument would be that you would find some sort of supreme being that would be like, so much more advanced than us. Right.
Like new technology.
Uh-huh. I would argue in that case, they're not going to like us either.
Yeah.
Because we're way stupider than them.
So it's a lose-lose.
Right. So who wants... They're going to be like, oh, God, humans, here we go again. So I feel like it is a lose-lose. But yeah, they've sent out... They've done this before, too. It's just... It's not graphic or anything. It's just drawings of a man and a woman, and it's next to our DNA.
Yeah.
And they have them waving, which could also be a threatening gesture. Yeah.
Like Mars Attacks. Remember that movie?
I barely remember because it came out a bunch of years ago.
It was kind of
supposed to be a comedy, and it was like goofy little aliens were coming.
Yeah. But then they took care of business.
Yeah.
In that movie.
I mean, that's really the best case scenario is some fat little goofy aliens come. Get a bunch of R2-D2s.
Please.
Like,
fingers crossed.
That. Yeah, that would be fine. Everything else, you know, not so much. Speaking of science and space, as we continue here in the school.
Science.
They have created genetically modified lettuce to help astronauts' bones from crumbling in space.
Oh, yeah. But when you say it like that, yeah.
I know, really.
All right.
You really sold that one.
Yeah, you did.
You know, and I think it's important to sell it that way because what they say is astronauts lose an average of 1% of their bone mass for every month they spend in space.
Uh-huh.
But you say astronauts' bones are crumbling in space. That's a strong statement.
Yeah, that's a really strong guess.
No, it's true.
All right.
So, yeah, I guess they've developed this lettuce, and they do grow lettuce on the International Space Station, mm-hmm. which, by the way, should be a direct slight, and you should feel bad if you're someone that's tried to do a garden down here on Earth and you failed. Because you failed, and here they are growing.
Space.
They're growing lettuce in space,
mm-hmm.
and you can't even keep a basil plant alive. Yeah. It's very frustrating. Yeah. So they have it because they want to go to Mars,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to take 10 months to get to Mars, and then they would stay there for at least a year, and then they would, you know, be another 10 months home. So that's a lot of crumbly bones.
That's a lot, yeah. Mm.
So they've developed this lettuce, and now they're working on, because right now you have to eat 8 cups of this lettuce a day.
Oh, goodness.
Man.
Ugh.
God.
You get to be the first person on Mars, and you're just up there eating
lettuce.
So much salad.
Just like, so much.
Just so much. And you know that
it's not worth it.
Look, the food is going to be terrible on Mars. There's just there's no way. Because all they're going to be eating is genetically modified lettuce and probably some sort of protein paste. Like, that's all I can think.
Yum.
Some
kind of
be
glue.
A straw.
Like
it's
a glue.
Right.
It's going to be a glue.
But you know what? Get some of that everything bagel seasoning. Put that on everything.
Oh, hell to the yes.
You can probably take that with you.
We're getting somewhere. Call NASA. Somebody call NASA. You know, because I am a trained radio professional. I've been doing this for a long time, this job.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I still can't remember. I'm supposed to get somebody on the phone for this game. So if you want to play the game right now, because we're going to play Monica's Over Under.
Yes.
Want to give somebody a $25 gift card to Big Lit Comics for their free comic book day. I mean, you don't have to use it on Saturday, but you can. The event is Saturday. Free comic giveaways, special guests, kid activities, Orange Avenue, Roanoke. So call right now, because we're going to play right now. 540-774-9236. 540-774-9236. I'm going to present a category to Miss Monica. Antoine is going to set the line of how well he thinks she is going to perform in the category, and then we decide, will she go over or under?
And the over-under is, like, very popular right now. I was at a Salem Red Sox baseball game yesterday mm-hmm. for Education Day. And for one of the contests, we had Tess and Benjamin from Blacksburg Middle School.
Okay.
They were competing in the game on the field. And one of their classmates came up and said, hey, what's the over-under on people falling? I'm like, look at you, you little future gambler, you.
Yeah, was it? Was this event sponsored by FanDuel? What was going on? Sponsored by Caesars Sportsbook.
We have Janelle.
We have Janelle. Uh-huh. Okay, good. We like Janelle. Let's say good morning to Janelle. Hi, Janelle.
Hi.
All right, are you ready to play the game?
Yep.
Fantastic. I need to load up some Star Wars music because it is part of that here in the game.
Yeah, we do.
As we get ready to play. Because it is, in fact, that May the 4th day.
May the 4th be with you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you want to people get all complaining all the time of Mother's Day. It's just a Hallmark holiday. You want to talk about a made-up holiday? Here we are. This is a made-up holiday.
You could argue more people probably celebrate this than Mother's Day on Sunday.
Brought to you by the good people at Disney, a nonprofit charitable organization. No. So, good morning. Janelle, here's how this is going to work. Is I'm going to present a category. Antoine is going to set the line, and then we decide. Will Monica go over or under in the game? And actually, you know what? I need even more theme music ready to roll for this game. You know, see, again, I was talking about being
a professional.
A professional and like so wonderfully prepared everything. I mean, you'd think I had done this before. So in round one, as we get ready to play the game, it is May the 4th be with you.
Okay.
So just real simple, Antoine, how many Star Wars characters can Monica name?
Yay.
All right. I have to ask as a judge, Zach, will you, like if they have a first and last name, will you accept just one of the two names?
Yes, most likely.
Okay. All right, so I think the over-under line is going to be set at 4.5.
Okay, so you believe Monica can do
somewhere around
Star Wars characters.
Yeah, I think she could be somewhere around there.
Ooh, man. Correctly, I don't think she can do it, Janelle. I don't know. Five's a lot.
Yes, it is.
I don't have a lot of faith. What do you think? Do you think she'll go over and do at least five, or will she go under, which would be four or under?
I think under.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's where I am.
I have faith in you, Monica.
You go, Janelle.
All right. 15 seconds, Monica. Star Wars characters and go.
Okay. Darth Vader, Han Solo, Princess Leia, R2-D2. Is that something? CB4. CB5-4.
That's a Chris Rock movie.
Yep. Who else is in there? The Yoda. And
Yoda at the buzzer was...
Five. What?
Oh. That means you're wrong. How dare you know stuff?
How dare I? I didn't know I had that.
Vegas knows over here.
Oh, man. And it was right there.
Right at the buzzer.
Yoda right at the buzzer. Oh, Janelle, I thought we had it because she got four and then she hit the wall. It was so close. That stupid little green Muppet.
Oh, man.
You know what the problem is with this? It's not that she even knows these characters. It's that we've been doing this too many years in a row that she's at least remembered five.
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
Stuck in her head.
Well, you know what? Blame it on the kids.
Yeah,
because they've been watching, and I just been like walking past, and I think I just.
No, you're saying like it's a bad thing.
Congratulations.
It's not a bad thing. On being a Star Wars fan.
I'm not a Star Wars fan.
That's okay, Janelle, just, because we still have two more rounds here in the game. So round two, we're done with Star Wars. We've moved on.
Okay.
And when we move on from Star Wars, what do we have? Cinco de Mayo. The next day. So we're just going to keep rolling down through the week here. So tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo. So real simple. The category is Cinco de Mayo related things.
All right.
So in 15 seconds, how many Cinco de Mayo related things can Monica do?
The Vegas line is set at 5.5.
5.5.
Yes.
All right. Janelle, I feel very confident that Monica can go over on this one.
I agree.
Okay. We are going over. We have faith in you. This Cinco de Mayo things. Mm-hmm. And why do you look so scared all of a sudden?
Terrified.
I don't know. I think
don't
it's just my
let
face.
Us
it's
down.
Terrified all the time. Yeah.
It's better than me being terrified. So I guess I'll be good with that one. Okay. So 15 seconds, Monica. Cinco de Mayo things and go.
Okay. Tacos and drinking, throwing up, people dancing, lots of cheering. Let's see. People going to jail. Let's see. I said dancing. They have Cinco de Mayo. People going to sleep, baby. Parties. I didn't do well with
I'll
that.
I'll give you parties at the buzzer.
Wow.
And I gave you many of those that were, I mean, people go to jail every day. But
yes.
I guess I have to
I feel
to
like
there's
a lot of drinking and
answer.
People get in trouble and stuff too. So.
So you needed to get at least six. You did get seven. So that is a victory in that round. Ooh. It was a flimsy
now,
seven.
I know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was flimsy.
I'm gonna lie.
It was not sturdy.
I mean, things like tequila.
Oh, yeah.
Margarita.
Sombrero.
Mariachi. Mexico. You can just say things like that.
The Cinco. Obvious stuff.
Spanish.
Yeah. Spanish language.
I mean, when y'all start just going.
The number five.
All the obvious.
Happy hour.
But you
stuff.
Got it. You got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
You got it. That's all that matters.
Oh, man.
All right, Janelle, we move to the final round.
Round three.
I mean, tequila.
Yeah,
what? Who is? Okay.
Well, Friday is a lot of people call it Hangover Day.
Yes.
After all of these festivities, the other Star Wars reference they give it is Revenge of the Sixth because it is May 6th. So the category is in honor of people getting all messed up. We're going to go with ways people try to get drunk or high that is different than the normal drink alcohol. So, for example, huffing paint.
Uh-huh.
Huffing paint would be one here that would qualify in this. I'll even throw you licking toads would be another one. So that's two right off the bat that she can use.
All right. I think. Monica, you know, I love you, but I don't have a lot of faith in you. Vegas doesn't have a lot of faith in you.
Mm-hmm.
3.5.
3.5.
And you already have two.
She's already got two. Man, Vegas got no faith in her. Monica, I don't know why, but I have faith in you.
You do.
I think you can go over. Janelle, what do you think?
I think she can go over.
All right. So what was it? Three and a half.
Three and a half.
You just got to give me four ways that people like to get messed up that's not drinking alcohol. And... go.
Okay, well, huffing paint, licking toads, eating random mushrooms and stuff. Maybe biting a finger of someone that's drunk. Let's see. They're licking trash cans for like just, you know, any kind of stuff. Let's see what else they're doing. They are. That wasn't good.
Yeah, I want to hear this, Mr. Judge.
Right. If someone is.
Now, I did not accept biting a drunk person's finger.
As you should not have.
I did not accept that.
That's not how it works.
Do you really
if someone
why?
Really wants to go
That's not how it works.
If someone has something in their bloodstream and you say, well, I want to bite their finger.
You could have said drinking the blood of someone who's on drugs. I mean, you know what would have been easy? Meth, cough syrup. Huffing glue.
Smelling gasoline.
Drinking a bunch of mouthwash. Like all of those different things.
Well,
so the question becomes, do I give her lick in a trash can? Because that's what it comes down to. I don't want to, but I want to give Janelle the prize. So I'm going to say
we're going to give her two
wins on that one. On a technicality.
I think there's probably someone out there that, you know, had a bad day. And they said,
oh, man.
I mean,
all I said was that it's different than the normal drink alcohol. So cocaine would have been accepted. Peyote.
I didn't think about eating a cactus out in the desert.
You know, all sorts of stuff. But Janelle, you
won.
But
you still got
it. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Yep.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
It's an interesting, I don't necessarily want to call it a study.
Uh-huh.
It's claims, because the claims do come from some feng shui people.
Okay.
And, you know, feng shui, they're all about how you have to organize stuff, and it's for your, is this for your chi? Is this
your
where
chi.
The chi comes in?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you want that chi. Monica does like to do that that motion with your hands where
just
you're
pull it
pulling.
Down.
It's sort of like you're seductively milking a cow. Just
and you know what it is. It
slowly
is like
but
that.
Surely.
Mm. Yeah, but just bring it down a notch.
Yes, you bring it down. Helps. Yes, bring it down. Yeah. The namaste is what you're doing there. They say the direction of your bed and the way it's facing in your bedroom might be making you sick.
So which way should we face?
Am I going to need a compass?
I think so.
Well, you got a phone, and the phone's got a compass on it, so you're good to go on that. The problem with the compass is I don't really even know how to read it. It's like I point at this one, and think, okay, well, is this what I'm doing? Because they say if your head is facing east or south, you are more likely to have a healthy resting heart rate, low cholesterol, and low blood pressure.
Okay.
So you want your head facing east or south. So I guess if you were to lay in your bed and you see the direction that your head is pointing, that would imply east or south is what you're looking for. I'm guessing north or west means you die.
Huh. All right.
Because there's this. They also say if your front door faces south, you are more likely to have mental health issues and money problems.
Oh.
And if we can blame our house, like if we can blame anything but ourselves, it's always good.
It's time to move.
Yep. It's like, my bedroom.
Right, exactly. So they're going to be like, man, I would be more successful in my life if it wasn't for this stupid front door. How dare you, door? Yeah, so you don't want a door that faces south. And also, if your desk at work or wherever, you know, if you work from home, whatever it is, if your desk faces east, you will work faster and have an easier time concentrating.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the easy way to think about that is if there's windows around, you want the sun setting behind you. Yeah. So if the sun is setting behind you, that means you are facing east. And I guess that would make sense because if it was the other way around, you get the sun in your eyes all afternoon. How you going to get anything done
in
that situation? So, there you go. And it's one of those ones where does it do anything? Who knows? But is it really that big a deal to, you know, flip your desk in the other direction?
No, it's not.
It doesn't hurt.
It's worth a try. Yep.
Number two.
That's a goofy little survey that they ask people. So if you could be your pet for a day, what is the first thing that you would do?
Pee in public.
Ooh, that's a good answer. I like that one.
I feel like people do that anyway.
I'm saying me.
For you, yes.
Me.
Yes.
Yeah, but not get in trouble.
Pee in public.
Yeah, I think there's something powerful. You know what? To be able to walk up and down the street of your neighborhood and just lift your leg wherever you feel like it.
Let me be more specific, even more specific, because dogs, they pee to mark their territory. Mm-hmm. I would walk into Star Country Studio.
Oh, you better not. Right.
And pee in public.
Now I like it.
Okay.
My answer is Antoine's answer.
Okay, I think I would run by someone and take their sandwich. Just like, just snatch their food and run.
Okay.
They can't catch me.
All right.
Yeah.
I like that one, too. Or just like getting up on the counter at your house. The number one answer people gave was to play all day and run around until they were exhausted.
Okay. So a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
And the second answer, which does seem like a common one, but it is kind of depressing, is sleep all day.
Just sleep.
Okay, so you got to be a dog for one day, and you thought, I'll just lay here.
But you don't feel bad about it. You don't feel guilty.
Well, and where you can add it in is because they said to get cozy and relax in your pet's favorite spot. So really it is to be able to curl up on that pillow on your couch or on the top. Or, you know, sometimes dogs or cats, they like to find these random places like they're perched up on the top part of your couch. Mm-hmm. Like, sleeping there would be cool.
Just being comfortable no matter how you lay down, because that's what pets are. Like, they are just super comfortable.
You know, I would say, like, if I had to choose, because I have a dog and a cat, so if I had to be the cat, the thing I do like that the cat does is kind of give different animals and insects and everything that I'm coming for you look. Like, that cat loves to sit in the window and be like, coming for you.
Oh, see, if I was a cat, I would walk up and pretend like I'm about to nuzzle you and then
bite you.
Slap you across the face.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'd do if I was a cat. Just saying.
He's going to slap
I'm
somebody.
So jealous.
So if Antoine becomes a pet for a day, y'all better watch out.
Chaos. Yeah. It is chaos.
Number one.
Okay. So they're asking the question, is this sexist or is this smart? And I would say, first and foremost, that the fact that we are having this conversation, that there's even comparison, makes it sexist in the first place. Because if we flip this around, we would never hear the end of it, Antoine. Because this woman, she has gone viral on TikTok. It's about when she orders Instacart. Did you see this?
I haven't
this
seen woman? It.
So in some respects, she is being hailed as smart. I will let her explain what's going on.
From now on, when I order Instacart, if I see the shopper is a boy, I'm immediately canceling the order. Hmm. Boys are just stupid. They'll ever reach out if they don't have the specific item you want. We'll bring you the most rotten, bruised, disgusting, filthy, landfill-looking fruits and vegetables. They take forever. They'll mix your bare fruit with raw chicken. It's like my little brother is shopping. You know what I'm saying? Just didn't even think.
Mm, just blanket cancel right there. Hmm.
Monica? That's just that one woman. So, you know, talking. So,
because I know
I've used Instacart, especially during COVID.
Yeah.
And I just had random issues, and no matter what, who was
I was going to say. So, when you're relying on a stranger to do your grocery shopping,
usually a teenager.
That's just what it is.
It is something I struggle with because I like doing the, you know, order from the grocery store and then go picking it up. But I do know because I have eyeballs when I'm in the grocery store. The person shopping for me is 17.
Exactly.
Okay. So I'm relying on a 17-year-old, no offense, to do my groceries, and they're just not going to do as good a job as me. So I like to send them for the staples. Like, all right, look, anyone can go get a box of microwave popcorn.
Please.
The way I figure, if you don't like it, then go shopping for yourself.
Well, and that's what I do. So I go inside and I do my own produce because I don't trust man, woman, or child. Yeah. I don't trust anybody. I don't trust anyone in this. I wouldn't even trust The Rock to go do it for me. Forget
the
it.
Rock.
Martha Stewart. I'm in charge, man. Mm. She don't know exactly what I want. So I have to do it for the produce and everything.
She doesn't know like the proper squeeze of your produce.
Right.
Like, you feel it. You know. When you pick it up, Monica, when you pick it up, Zach, you know how much it should bend, how much it should bounce a little.
And then, a cantaloupe, I know.
Yes.
And like, Martha doesn't know that once she picks out that perfect apple, when you bring it up to the self-checkout, you're supposed to ring it up as a cheaper apple by accident so you can send it on through. Yeah. She would never do that.
She wouldn't.
How dare she?
You aren't taught that you have to taste test the grapes before you buy the bunch.
Right.
She doesn't. She wasn't taught that.
Right.
So I get it.
Yeah,
makes
exactly.
Sense.
Or if, you know, you buy six limes, but they're very undersized for this week, you might only put five.
Yeah, it's only there.
Yeah, again, this is, I'm all kidding. I would never do any of these things.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
Today's scam is on Alan. Alan is a commercial contractor, does like driveways and concrete and stuff. As someone who has friends in contracting, they hate it when people try to get them to do small residential jobs. They want the big commercial jobs is what they're looking for. So I'm just going to go look for the tiny jobs instead. It's the birthday scam, the Big Bad Candle Man, on a K92 Morning Thing.
Hello?
Hello, I'm looking for Alan.
This is Alan.
Wonderful. I got your number from a friend. I'm looking to get some work done.
And this is going to be for a commercial space, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what kind of work are you looking to have done?
Well, I have a pretty standard driveway, and I would like to widen it a little so I can have cars parked next to each other in the driveway.
Hold on a second. So is this like a driveway for a house?
Well, yeah.
We don't do residential projects. We only work on large commercial jobs.
Right. Yes.
And you are a house.
Right again.
Okay. Well, like I said, that's not really the work we do. We exclusively do commercial locations.
Exactly. You see, I own a business and I run it from this location. So it is a business location.
Mm. Yeah, but it's still a house.
With a business in it. Really, I'm combining the two things, you know, home and business. Home business. I mean, really, I'm widening the driveway so we can, like, you know, say it's a parking lot for the business. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Look, sir, that's just not the kind of project we do. We don't do smaller jobs.
Oh, well, this is big, man, because with my business, I've combined two huge businesses into one mega business. You see, I make and sell candles on Etsy, but I also have Candludu.
I'm going to be honest, I have no idea what you just said.
Candludu. It is a social media website for candles and candle enthusiasts. Look, man, you are about to widen the driveway of the next Mark Zuckerberg. Mark my words.
Okay, look, even if that's the case, that's just not the kind of job.
Excuse me, are you laughing at me right now?
I'm just laughing at the broader situation.
I feel like you're laughing at me because I'm a man and you think it's not masculine for me to be a candle enthusiast.
No, sir, I didn't say anything.
You're just like
that.
All the ladies at the conventions pointing and laughing at Randy. Well, guess what? They won't be laughing once I have this new driveway.
Well, that very well could be the case, but you are going to need to find somebody else to do that job, like a smaller contractor who does residential work.
Oh, I see. We think we're a big man, don't we?
Okay, listen, sir, this has taken up enough of my time.
I think you're all big and bad with your big slabs of concrete. See how you feel when you're banned from Candludu.
That is absolutely fine.
Okay, fine. Then when it launches, you are banned, man. Banned!
Listen, I wish you all the luck with all of that.
Well, I wish you all the luck on your birthday, so...
I'm sorry, what?
Because it's a birthday scam. Hi, you're on the radio right now. It's Zach from K92. Happy birthday!
That's actually hilarious.
K92. Birthday scam. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. You know, it's at least good that Anton has declared that he needs an intervention.
Yes.
It makes it easier than trying to do that whole thing where we're all sitting around in chairs and he walks in the room and he's like, the hell? And
we all
got
going on?
Notes and everything.
Yeah, you don't have to convince me that I need help.
All right, okay.
I know that I need help.
So really, at this point, Monica, it becomes us convincing ourselves that we want to help.
Yes, you do.
Because
right. You want me to be better. Because
I want to help.
One thing I know about myself is that I have an addictive personality. Mm-hmm. Right? Like when I find something that I enjoy, I latch onto it.
Okay.
And I don't let go.
Mm-hmm. I ask, you know, because people say that all the time. Oh my God, I have an addictive personality. Uh-huh. Like if I something I like, I just want to keep doing it. From everybody at that point?
I think we all do in a way.
Not to the extreme though.
True.
Like for example, when I get into like starting thinking about the upcoming basketball season that doesn't start until mid-October, I'm coming up with plays. This isn't the addiction. But I come up with plays like 2 months ago. I've been thinking about it since January.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a little over the top.
Okay. Now, you know what? Just so you feel better about that one, I can't help you, but I can at least tell you that you're not alone.
Yeah.
Because I also coach youth sports. I coach baseball. And so baseball's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my brew crew and everything.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, this is for the league that we're in is 9 and 10-year-olds. And most of my kids are 10. So we'll move up to the next level. I am stressing about next year's draft, man.
Yeah.
I got to make sure I get my kids.
And mine is like food. You know how I am with certain
okay,
things.
So you guys will be able to support me.
Yeah.
Because right now, the Ertles have a chokehold on my life right now.
The Ertles.
The Ertles, okay? Because we started with fun, with Wordle.
We started with Wordle. Ertles.
And then I moved on to Quirtle. Quirtle is 4 Wordles at one time.
Oh, that one's kind of intense.
Yes.
I've done that one.
Then I moved on to Nerdle, which is math. And then I moved on to Hurdle, which is music.
All right, I got to tell you right now, Monica has just completely turned away from you.
Wait, I'm not done. I'm not done. I need more time.
I'm here to help. I'm here to help. I'm back.
And now I'm doing waffle, which is basically you're moving letters around to make a waffle. And I even tried Taylordle, which is Wordle for Taylor Swift.
Oh, God.
Influence like words and songs and stuff.
So you've gone to Taylor Swift and math. You really have hit the rock
bottom.
So
on a daily basis, every day, because streaks matter. Zach, you respect the streak.
I do respect
the
streak.
I am doing 6 of those Ertle puzzles, like, every day. Like, when I come in in here before the show starts. I knock out at least two. I knock out the Wordle and the Quirtle before the show starts.
Okay, like, so are we going to start doing check-ins? Like, you know, every so often? Like, you know, what time of day is this happening?
Well, you know.
All day, apparently.
All day. Because
all day you're on a Wordle.
Wordle and Quirtle is before 6 a.m., and then the other ones are sprinkled out throughout
Twaddle,
the day.
Wordle, Twaddle, whatever you're doing.
Taylor Wordle, Waffle, Nerdle, Hurdle.
Myrtle Urkel. You know there's one for NFL players too.
Why
right?
You gotta do that? You're not supporting. You're not.
Hold on, wait.
Right.
Hold on.
No.
Monica.
Right there.
Monica, stop talking out loud.
What are you doing?
Zach, what's it called?
Don't talk about anymore. Hurdles.
NFL players. What's it called?
I forget.
See, good.
I'm shaking now.
No, he's just joking. He was just joking.
I think it's.
You have enough hurdles in life.
I need one more.
It's Dak Prescott turtle or something. I don't remember.
But yeah, no, they have a chokehold. On me.
What about the cuss word one?
I haven't done that because I just don't want that one messing up my algorithms.
That one's kind of annoying. I'll tell you what, you think you know all the cuss words, and then it's a challenge after a while. The football player one.
But he has a problem.
I definitely have a problem. Like, it's six. It's six on a daily basis.
Well, you know what? You can choose to sit here and tell him he has a problem and he's bad and he needs to change. I am here to embrace people's love and help them. Yes,
thank
I'll get you.
You
to that NFL.
I appreciate it.
It's taken over his life. Oh, he's saying it's taken over.
That's going to move up to like number two on the list.
No.
A sports Urdle?
Yep.
A spurtle?
Let me see. Wordle variations. I'm going to start looking.
No, now you can't just throw all of them at me.
Yep. Let's see.
I'm about to lay
in the Wordle hole.
I'm about to get on the floor in the fetal position. Too many hurdles.
Okay. So we also have, what is it? Wieldle. So you can tackle as many word puzzles as they want.
You
can build up streaks.
Right,
and there's a really cool retro video game vibe to it. Hmm. And then you need to check out Dordle. So then you can just do two Wordles at once instead if you don't want to do the four. And then they have Quirtle. There's Crosswordle. If you want to do it in that one. Well, Monica, there's Absurdle.
That's how many. The amount is Absurdle.
You have a problem that I am here to help cultivate and grow.
You did not intervene on that problem at all.
No, because you know what? I'm here to fix the problem. We're here to turn it into mastery.
Okay.
Yes.
He thought I was going to disappear for a long once a time, and we're like, where is he at? He's in the bathroom.
Just playing
on all the hurdles.
My legs are asleep. I can't walk out.
I have to call 911 because Antoine's trapped on the toilet because his legs fell asleep. He can't move. You know, sometimes you just see things in this world and they just look weird.
Mm-hmm.
They just look weird. Or you're just not even sure. You're like, is this weird?
Yeah.
What am I looking at right here?
Like, should I be as confused as I am right now?
I was so confused the other day. It was a Sunday morning early and I am driving past the elementary school. So, you know, ain't nobody there.
Yeah.
It's Sunday morning. Except for one old guy in a matching tracksuit.
Yes.
It was black with fluorescent green sort of outlines. And he was just standing at the free throw line on the basketball court taking free throws and was really serious about it. I mean, as I was driving by, the man was lining up toes to the line.
Okay.
Like he was in a game shooting a free throw. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he was trying to attempt a Guinness record for most consecutive free throws made by a 90-year-old, whatever it was. Well, he was just there shooting free throws, and it just felt weird to me. It was weird.
It does come off a little bit that way, but, you know, exercise, he's out there. You never know when his grandkids are coming in town for, like, Mother's Day for their grandmother, and they're going to want to play some one-on-one.
I should point out that as he was lining up, I was driving past, and then I looked in my rear view because I was wonderfully curious if he was going to make the shot. I should say swish.
All right. Now I wonder if it's the same guy that I've seen play dodgeball. Dodgeball alone.
Okay.
Not dodgeball.
How do you do that?
Volleyball. Have you seen him?
No, but
how do you do that as
how
well?
How do you do that?
He just goes and as
he's just hitting it up.
He
in
hits
the air.
Ball and then he runs over to the other side.
He runs over to the
but
other.
He kind of walks in a fast walk over to the other
this
side.
This guy was too old to be moving that much.
Well, this guy's an older guy. I know other people have seen him.
All right, your volleyball guy is weird. The free throw guy's not. Volleyball guy
But maybe
is
my guy's
weird.
Not weird.
I really feel like you're weird for even claiming this guy exists. I don't know.
I know other folks have seen this dude. Man.
I've seen some pink elephants after tequila a few times,
He plays
too,
volleyball alone.
Volleyball
and
alone.
And usually it's like Saturday, Sunday mornings. Now he's not going to play anymore.
Now I really want to see this person who plays dodgeball alone.
Yes.
Not dodgeball.
Throws it off the wall and jumps out the wing.
Miss me, idiot.
No, but it's volleyball. And I know other folks have seen this guy.
So, you know, it's just.
And there's another dude that runs backwards. Have y'all not seen?
Weird.
You've seen that dude, right?
I've heard you talk.
You've talked about said dude. Never seen them. But Monica, you were saying something was weird about people and their food or
Is it weird that when you sit down to eat and you're with a group of people and usually someone's telling a story or talking about whatever, when your food is there, like your food's being delivered to your seat, they set it on the table, do you stop your story or do you continue to finish the story before eating? Or do you pause and say, I'm going to eat my food and then I'll jump back into the story?
I eat. When the food comes, I
feel like
eat
you need to eat.
Because that's what it's been presented to me in its best scenario possible. And I am always unnerved by people who will continue whatever it is they're doing for several minutes.
That's what I'm saying,
and
yeah.
not eat as their food is just sitting there getting cold.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why they're okay
with
it.
I'm with you. I like you eat. What do you do?
Well, it depends on where I am in the story. Mm-hmm. Like if the story's about to wrap up, then how dare I ask the storyteller, make you wait a few minutes for 30 more seconds. Like I'm going, like if I'm at the beginning of the story, I'm like, you know, we can finish this. But if I'm close to the end, if I'm in a third act, then I have to go ahead and finish the story.
See, Antoine, I feel like you're doing it wrong because when the food comes, this is merely a prop. There now it's a way to really accentuate the story. When you pick up a fry and you kind of point it
and wag it at
as you're telling, and then you bite it off to prove a point. Now we're bringing people in. We are holding their attention. We're giving them extra things to pay attention to. Sometimes what you do is you bring up a really interesting part of the story that you are about to expose, and then you take a big bite and make them wait through
that
bite.
It's a tease.
Yes,
it's a tease.
That's a tease, man.
I just don't want to tempt people to talk with food in their mouth because that really bothers me.
I'm talking about me, not them.
Okay, that's all right then.
I would say this scenario should never happen with me because I don't like when other people tell stories. I don't want.
This only applies to you.
Well, I don't want them to do stories. So they should already be comfortable to know that they can eat their food because whatever story it is they think they're telling, none of us want it. they're not good at it anyway.
No, thank you.
Oh, no.
The average person, if we were grading and we were grading people's storytelling, the average person F minus. It is an F minus. Actually, minus minus is
a double minus.
I'm always there for it. I just want to hear the story.
You know how sometimes when a kid comes home and they've really screwed up and they got like a 12 on a test? That is the storytelling test.
Like, did you even spell your name right, Sean?
Yep.
K92, Miss Monica's hot list. Number 3.
Zach, your dude is about to be a dad.
My dude's about to be a dad.
Yeah.
My dude's about to be a dad.
Dude.
Anton, who's my dude?
Post Malone.
Really?
Yeah, he's going to be a daddy. They said that his longtime girlfriend.
He has a longtime girlfriend.
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't know he had a girlfriend, okay. But yeah, he's going to be a dad, and he's very excited for the next chapter in his life. And
he is somebody.
He said, I'm the happiest I've ever been.
He's like, what, 25 or something?
I have no
26.
Idea.
26 years old. But if you told me he was 40, I'd believe you.
Yeah.
There's something about him that is just, he doesn't seem 26 to me. I mean, how old's Justin Bieber? They're like the same age, aren't they?
I think so.
They are pretty close. Bieber is 28. Bieber's older than Post Malone.
How?
Oh.
How, on what planet is that the real deal? Yeah. I need Bieber, birth certificates.
Bieber just turned 28.
Huh.
Yeah, but that's in Canadian years.
Yeah.
That's different or something. I know. He's younger than Justin Bieber.
It's crazy.
I would never think that.
Yeah.
But having a kid.
So congrats to him.
Yeah, good for him. Definitely.
I like that.
Number 2.
So what happened with Dave Chappelle?
Oh, I know.
Tackled.
I still need to watch the video because, yeah, he's on stage and some person runs up, tackles Dave and Dave's people.
I would say Dave's
Antoine
people.
Antoine told me about what happened.
Beat down on him.
Yeah, they broke a lot of his bones. It looked like a cartoon character when they were finished
Goodness.
With him.
And he's going to sue
yes.
for excessive force.
Can
you
he
watch.
Sue?
Yeah,
can he get something, you think?
Which is stupid, because even though this is a guy who goes up on stage, he was like a running tackle of Dave Chappelle, too.
Yes.
This was not just a light tackle. And Dave's security people, you beat the tar out of him.
Their security.
Exactly. I mean, they did. Boy, they bent his arm in a way it's not supposed to go.
Yeah, and as of right now, I don't believe there's any context on if it was a joke or if it was just somebody who just didn't like him. There's no context on why Dave Chappelle got attacked.
Well, that guy's elbow says it's not a joke.
Oh, yeah, lesson learned. That. You don't mess with him.
No,
number 1.
Kim Kardashian, she said that with her Marilyn Monroe dress, she had trouble zipping the dress up because of her booty, of course.
Yeah.
She lost like 16 pounds, but the booty was still, it was popping.
Well, and it's one of those things where you can lose as much weight as you want. If you're a curvy individual, there are certain things that it's just the butt's always going to be there. So even if your waist is tiny,
yeah,
I think about that sometimes with people that have curves and then they've got the tiny waist, and I'm thinking, how did you get that waist up over that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I always think, where are your organs? How are they feeling? But anyway,
squeeze.
Kim Kardashian, she says that she's also ready for marriage. She said, fourth time is a charm.
Oh, God.
So...
Good
go for,
her. For
it.
I mean, trial and error. Trial and error.
Yeah, I saw it was such a big deal because she wore that dress at the Met Gala. And this was a $4 million dress.
Yes.
That was Marilyn Monroe's dress. And Kim took it very seriously where she didn't, she promised she wouldn't even sit in the dress.
Mm-hmm.
So she wore the dress on the red carpet.
Yep.
And then when she went inside, they had a replica dress that she put on to uh-huh. wear for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Because she said,
she had a catheter
I won't
and everything.
Eat in this thing. What, mm-hmm. Did you say she needed a
she
catheter?
She had a catheter, yeah.
Really?
No, I just said that.
Okay.
She did not.
Monica.
Man, just roll with that. Okay.
Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone?
Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Antoine, you may have to leave.
I have to leave?
I'm not sure you can handle the secret.
Okay.
I'm not sure. So, I don't know. Are you prepared to say, don't try to find out anything.
I'm not going to waffle. I'm here.
All right. Be strong.
I'm listening.
You can text in your secrets. There's 152353. I have several guys in my contacts who know they can pay me for nudes. Hashtag
okay.
secrets.
Oh.
Hey.
All right.
Okay.
Gig economy. That's what they always say. This one, it's sort of a debate, too. So where do you stand on this one? Because this guy says his wife recently found out she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. I guess for their, they've been doing the couple's diet thing. So, but now she's pregnant, you know, so all bets are off there for her. But she wants him to still stick to the diet because, quote, he promised. And he thinks he's allowed to cheat on her. Because of what's going on, diet wise.
Cheat on the diet.
Yes, yes, yes. So, where does that sit?
Oh,
I'll let you lead this one, Monica.
Well, I mean, they're in it together.
But now she's no longer in it. She's saying, "I'm pregnant, so all bets are off." Mm-hmm. I just, you know, I'm on a pause here because if I crave cake, well, then darn it, I crave cake.
Uh-huh.
If they agreed upon like the reasoning for the diet, like we want to get in better health or whatever the case may be, just because she's pregnant doesn't change that for him. Now it's just a solo journey.
He but doesn't want.
He got dragged down into
he agreed to it. You should have agreed to it.
Well, you know what? We're just going to have to get this guy pregnant.
That's it.
Okay. Yep.
It's the only way we can help him out. All right, Antoine, are you sure?
I'm here. I haven't left.
Okay. Let's get Tia in here then, and she can tell you what her secret is. Hi, Tia.
Hi.
Okay, he's been warned, so tell him anyway.
Okay, so my dirty secret is that I have, I have an addiction to mayo.
Ew.
To mayonnaise.
Yeah.
And when you say an addiction to mayonnaise, because I don't know if you could tell, not Antoine's favorite.
No, his
like,
face.
Like, why?
So
yeah, it's controversial.
how deep is this going?
Like, I keep my own, like, container at work in the fridge. And, like, whenever I bring a lunch, I like to have, like, a little side mountain of mayo on my plate. And I use my sandwich to kind of, like, scoop it.
That's serious.
So she is scooping the sandwich. Antoine, I want you to picture that sandwich thing.
I see it.
Scooped into the mayonnaise.
So what vitamin is her body lacking? Like, just like, you
M.
know.
It's vitamin M.
All right. So,
that one, yeah.
So, Tia, you may not know me as well as others. I am very big on word choice. I'm very big on the words that people say, like, you know, words have power. You started this by saying you have a very controversial take on this. That's not controversial. Like, that means there's two sides. That means both sides can be argued. Your side can't be argued. You're a psychopath.
No, her side can be argued that she likes mayonnaise.
No.
So I know side? People that dip, you know, they love having mayo for their fries, and they just like to dip their fries.
That's a
and
dip.
Get, you know,
that's not a
sandwich
a
scoop.
Do you have any other food preferences involving mayonnaise that you enjoy that you would like to tell Antoine about?
I mean, sometimes I make a flavored mayo, so like a, you know.
Disgusting flavored. Nasty flavored. Trash
You don't make like
flavored.
Pops? Like mayo pops?
Ooh, mayonnaise pops.
So you can
like
just
a
like,
popsicle?
In a, I mean, it's spring, summertime.
Like a popsicle?
You go to the beach, you have a mayo pop?
Oh my God, now you really want me to make one and tell Antoine it was coconut. Just
and now it's like the mayonnaise, when it starts to melt, it's running down
and
your hand.
In the corners of your mouth.
That's so disgusting.
Man. That's a sexy photo at the beach.
I love it. Yes, it is.
It's going through my soul right now.
Got mayo? Yeah. You know, we can start a whole ad campaign. It's just, Antoine, think of that popsicle. Just
I don't want to.
Cold, delicious mayonnaise, scooping all sorts of things.
Tia, you deserve better. Like, you really, I don't know you, but I know that you deserve better than you're giving yourself right now.
I don't understand. But Antoine, do you like eggs?
Yes.
All right. Do you are you okay with olive oil?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, that's mayonnaise. Yeah, you're done.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that.
That's what it is.
We're not doing that at all. That's like to say I like chitterlings because I like different parts of the pig. No, yeah. I don't want all those parts put together.
I didn't say do you like the booty part of the pig? There's a difference on that one.
You can't deconstruct it.
These are just eggs.
You can't deconstruct it.
There's really not even anything to deconstruct. It's two things.
All the ingredients of cheesecake. Do you like that, Zach?
Yes.
Do you like cheesecake?
I can at least understand why other people like it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, mayo though. Even when you take it out and you just like group, it makes that. So look at his group. Yeah.
You know? Want something that makes that sound?
Yeah.
All right, we have
but
to.
But good for you.
How do we get Antoine to eat a mayonnaise popsicle?
You don't. I'm going to jail right after. Once I find out, the moment I find out it's a mayonnaise popsicle, I'm going to prison.
Shout out to Holly from Lynchburg, because she wouldn't enjoy a mayo pop because she says when I was younger I used to eat mayo by itself.
And she was by herself.
Yeah, you know
she
what? If you want to go ahead,
she didn't.
If you love mayonnaise, please text
come on, mayo
all
lovers.
The things that you love to tell Antoine why it's so delicious and what you do. The peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwich, there's one on there. See, Antoine, because it's nutty and mayonnaise-y. All of just together
the worst
in one.
Of life.
You know, Tia, thank you for calling. I appreciate you
You're
sharing.
Welcome. I opened the conversation. Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Angry Zach's Factor Bullcrap. I'm your host, King Zach. Factor Bullcrap is a grudge match of Antoine, Monica, and random tidbits. Three rounds, you get it right, you get a point, you get it wrong, you lose a point. You're also allowed one screw to have your opponent answer your question instead. And today, it's all about Star Wars.
Oh.
Okay.
It's May the 4th.
We have to celebrate.
We celebrate by law. We are required by law of the new order of the Darth Empire Vader town land thing of Yoda.
That's
so,
what it is.
Yep, I have put together a list of random tidbits. So these are sort of like fun facts about the Star Wars franchise.
Okay.
So you don't have to necessarily be like, factor bullcrap, Darth Vader is a real person, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that right now. You get it right, you get a point. You get it wrong, you lose a point.
Round one.
Monica, since you are the biggest Star Wars lover on the show, would you like to go first or second?
I'll
today?
Go first.
Okay, you go first. You just tell us it's fact or bullcrap. The original Star Wars script was rejected by 11 movie studios before finally being picked up. Fact,
yes,
bullcrap,
fact.
Do you say that with strong conviction because you believe a 12th should have said no as well? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, fact.
Yeah, well, you're wrong.
Oh, no.
That means you're wrong.
Two of them did, though.
Oh.
So two said no.
Okay.
Not good enough for us. Mm-hmm. And the third person said, sure. Highest grossing movie of all time. We'll go ahead and go with that one. So that is minus one for you. Antoine, your question in round one, fact or bullcrap. In early first drafts, Yoda's first name was Buffy. Fact, bullcrap, or screw?
I think that's fact.
You're going with fact. Young Buffy over there.
Yeah.
Correct!
Yeah, he was Buffy Yoda, and then they changed it to
Buffy.
To something else, and then just Yoda.
The Vampire Slayer picked him up. It's like, hey, I like that name.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no problem. We'll go with that one. Okay, round two.
Round two.
Monica, you're a big lover of Chewbacca.
Yeah.
We've had you try to make Chewbacca voice.
I think
before.
So.
Oh, here's Monica.
This is Chewbacca.
That's about right.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, it. Yeah, just like
okay, so Chewbacca's voice, which, as you hear, this is actually taken right from The Empire Strikes Back.
This is Chewbacca.
Was created as a mix of bear, lion, walrus, and badger noises.
Oh,
fact,
my.
Bullcrap, or screw?
I'm going to go with fact.
Correct.
Yep, I hear them all in there.
This is Chewbacca.
There's a lot of badger in that.
Uh-huh. San Diego Zoo right
Heavy
there.
On the badger. That is a point for you. Antoine, here's your question in round two. Fact or bullcrap. Actor Mark Hamill was originally paid $22 a week to be Luke Skywalker. Fact, bullcrap, or screw?
I'm going to $22 back in the 70s. It was 70s, right? Yeah, 70s. Bullcrap.
Bullcrap is?
$22.
Correct!
He was paid, it was $1,000 a week is what he got, which is, you know, not a ton.
Yeah, that's like probably, what, 15,000? Imagine it's like 15
However,
weeks.
He did also get 0.25% of the profits.
Oh.
It worked out
for him. Yeah, which has come out to a lot. So he'll be okay on that one. All right, 2-0, Anton's on the
Round
lead.
Three.
Monica, you need this one to stay in the game. Here we go. Fact or bullcrap. Old World War II footage was used to create the spaceship fight scenes in the movie. Fact, bullcrap, or screw?
That is bullcrap.
I'm sorry.
That means you're wrong.
Yeah, thank you.
They took footage of, I thought this was actually kind of cool, is they took footage of World War II dogfights, and some of the fight scenes in the original one in particular are like shot for shot. They're the same, like of the dogfights and everything. Oh. So it actually has like a historical significance to it.
And I know what happened in the game today because Monica, I believe you missed all your questions, didn't you?
She got
one.
Oh,
you got one right. I believe earlier, and you have to go back and listen to it if you miss it on the podcast, and over under, Monica did an amazing job of naming Star Wars characters.
Correct.
And so we pointed out that she's a lover of Star Wars, so she had to pretend that she doesn't know anything about Star Wars.
She was covering her tracks.
I see what it was. See, I don't know anything.
So do not be deceived. She'll be watching all the movies today.
Yes, nine
she will. Kids will be watching.
A
I will
nine
be
movie marathon.
Walking by. I'll just
glancing, sitting down,
glancing hard, listening out of the corner of her ear, just pretending, glance. You know, like talking about sort of like when guys refuse to watch The Bachelor out of the corner of their ear and they stay in the room and they talk about how dumb it is. Oh, I can't believe you watched that show. What's Karen doing on that show right now? Yeah, we see what it's all about. Well, Antoine, you are the winner, but Monica, you're the true winner because you get 9 hours of that movie. You just don't.
Congratulations.
It's the K92 Morning Thanks. Yeah. Most viral.
You know, we can't find stuff anymore.
Right.
I'm convinced right now there's a shortage on basil plants. That's
basil.
A new one I've decided. No one has said anything, but, you know, I've been going around to the different places with the plants and everything because it's that type of season.
Mm-hmm.
And usually I don't do a whole lot of gardening, but I do like to plant a couple basil plants. Nobody has basil plants.
They do have them at Target. I know that because I walked by the little dollar bin and I said, I want some basil today. You know, like I need basil right now, you know. And I said, Ava, you're going to be growing some basil. And she said, what? I said, that's your project, your spring project.
So you saw a pot of basil and you just gave it to your 13-year-old and said, you're in charge.
You said, get to work.
How long does that even live?
I don't know.
In that world.
Because we shall see.
I feel like if I put that responsibility on my daughter a day and then she would forget to water the plant after that. Will you water it if she forgets?
I will.
Okay.
Yeah, but she's going to take care of that basil.
All right. Yeah, because I didn't see it anywhere. DJ Khaled says you can't find a Happy Meal nowhere. He's furious. His kid wanted a Happy Meal, couldn't find a Happy Meal.
We had McDonald's, and my son wanted a Happy Meal, and we went to every McDonald's. They have no Happy Meals nowhere. I don't know why McDonald's don't have Happy Meals, but this McDonald's has a Happy Meal.
Get you a Happy Meal.
You know what I'm saying? Thank you so much.
That place is very excited to give him a Happy Meal.
Yeah.
But why not on a Happy Meal?
Maybe they're just busy. Sense. Maybe the toys that came out were like super popular. I don't know what toys are currently.
They ran out
in stock.
Of boxes.
Like, no, it's really the toys. It's really the toys. You tell the kids they know toys, they don't want the Happy Meals.
I know, and it's very bizarre too. At times where the things that we don't have, because you think, why don't
we?
Like we should have.
Mm-hmm. This makes sense.
There's a period of time where you couldn't find regular Triscuits anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But there was pumpkin spice Triscuits everywhere.
So why?
And I'm thinking, why didn't you just make the regulars? You didn't need to make the pumpkin spice ones. Nobody wanted those in the first place. And then you get into the conspiracy of how come there's no normal size box of those things? But boy, the giant box is available.
Yeah.
Oh, we're out of small boxes. You know how it is.
That's what it is.
Yes. The small box factory is very short staffed right now. We were talking, what's the other day, the woman who had, was it 1 million steaks that she made or something
that? Yeah, she had grilled her 1 million steak at a restaurant.
Yeah, and that's one of those ones where it's an accomplishment, but then you think, God, I mean, you've just been doing that for 1 million steaks worth. Here's another guy. This dude, Walter in Brazil. Walter just turned 100 this month.
Aww.
Okay. That
Happy
alone
birthday, Walter.
Is like flipping 1 million steaks. He has still been working at the same textile business for 84 years.
Okay.
And he's still working. Still.
All right. Makes him feel good.
I guess. Man, 84 straight years at the same place. I can't even imagine. He started in the mailroom in 1938 at age 15.
Wow.
Got promoted to sales. He's now a sales manager, which I have to be honest, a 100-year-old sales manager, he can't be that good. He just can't. There's no way.
He already has all of his clients, so he might not be bringing in new clients.
Yeah.
But he has, like, all the clients that he used to have.
No, he doesn't. No, they're dead. Yeah. Those
they
people died.
I mean, the owner of our radio station got the radio station from his father. That happens.
I guess.
Like, people but pass it down.
But I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, he outlived all of them. Right. It's like, all those accounts.
Now it's the kids and the grandkids. Kids have it.
Right. He's sitting there going, man, you know, I used to work with Mussolini back in the day, but he's gone now. Boy, that's a long ass time right there. So you got to watch out for this one if you're moving and people decide to move their own stuff. The problem is thieves know to look out for that.
Yeah.
So if you are driving a U-Haul around and you're stopping somewhere, there's been a rash of just stolen U-Hauls because people see them parked in a hotel parking lot and they know they're just straight up loaded up with stuff. You see what they were moving from Alaska to Florida. That is a change of scenery right there.
The U-Hauls are able to be manipulated to where they can get hot wired very easily and they're gone within a matter of minutes.
Which, you know, I would put that on the U-Haul people. Maybe you should make it a little bit easier. That would be nice. And they say, well, it's recommended that maybe you want to get like some sort of small GPS device and put it somewhere. I'm like, again, something the U-Haul place could maybe consider is having something like that. But be careful if you decide to use one of those. Mm-hmm. People are on the lookout for that kind of thing. So watch out.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.